Welcome to another episode of Being Black 2020. I am your co-founder and CEO of the Being Black 2020 podcast and wellness initiative, Harut Anu, also known as Joshua X. And today's podcast will be about attention. It'll be about attention, the different degrees of attention. What happens when you conform your identity around attention, and what are some of the benefits of creating a balance with your attention? Okay, family, let's get into it, because this is a very dynamic conversation right now. It's a very dynamic conversation because when you talk about attention, it has a lot of varying degrees. And it's very important that on the mental health front, we address this topic just so we have the comfortableness to grow, because a lot of us still do immature things to gain attention, because a lot of us feel as though our power comes from the outside sources around us, who follow us, who support us. You know, all these things are good, but that is not where your power source lies. Your power source lies from within. So it's always important to have that balance and that structure from within. And the attention sometimes drowns out those notions. It drowns out the directions that you have for your own life. It drowns out the sounds of your own consciousness guiding you to certain places. The attention misdirects certain focuses. You know, certain times you can be doing a task and, you know, get distracted by something else. That's because you lost focus. Attention causes people to have inflated egos. Attention causes people to go through depression. Attention can be a tool to use to gain success financially. Attention can be used to defame somebody or expose misdeeds of foul people. Attention can be used for a lot of things, family. However, when you allow attention to absorb and control the energy that you harness, then it becomes deadly and destructive. And we want to talk about that so we can start positioning ourselves to have a more affirmed approach when it comes to attention. I'm not finna be on this podcast talking about attention is bad. No, attention is not bad. It is a tool. Every topic I talk about on this podcast, I'm going to speak to it on an objective level, because we all have to end up growing from these things. Everything that we deal with is just another form of our identity, just another way that we shape our response. By shaping our response, that's our character. So each and every person deals with different situations, but it's how we deal with those situations, what we do to move forward, how we process and analyze our own actions and the actions of others. But knowing that you have the ability to do that is important. Knowing that just because people can sympathize with you or empathize with you does not mean that the instant gratification is substantial or will be substantial for the long run. Does not mean that these same people that sympathize with you are going to put up with you for the long haul, or are going to go through certain processes with you. So it's always important to know, family, all the attention you seek can go away in a heartbeat. And it's not their fault. I don't like when people, you know, get in certain modes and be like, you know, I lost all these followers, now they hate us. You know, followers turn to haters real quick. You know, just be honest, family. We all know people just in this social media age. We ain't got to go back a long time. Just in this social media phase, who has been social media icons, and now people clown them. People who came to fame and then now are destroyed. People who shape their whole identity around the followers or the following that they gather. And then we got the opposite, where people, followers, shape their identity around, you know, like people like Beyonce. You got the Beehive, who they shape their identity around Beyonce. And then you got other celebrities, and then you got other religious people who join fan cults, and then they maximize their emotions and intentions and aspirations when it comes to emulating their leader's identity, when it comes to copying someone else's poise, copying someone else's intentions. That's when we activate in this society. That's when I seen most people activate in this society. Even me, when I was younger, you know, I would, you know, wanna dribble and play like Mike. That's emulating. That's not evaluating and valuing the things that you have to offer. A lot of potential energy gets lost in that process of emulating something that doesn't come true. And there's a difference between admiring and valuing and then emulating, because now you're being a carbon copy of something else. When it starts flowing freely, that's when it rises to its highest potential level. When it starts to become natural, that's when it has the groove and the pattern to hold. We have to be very precise when it comes to our intentions, or the attention will get to us. I'm gonna repeat that. We have to be very precise when it comes to our intentions, so that the attention does not distract us and defocus us, because that's a very important tool when it comes to growth and understanding how growth moves forward, even when you're getting a lot of attention, even when you're gaining followers, even when you getting more supporters, even when you have a bigger team, when you have a bigger network, not allowing that to create egotism, not allowing that your business or the mold that you shape your business to absorb you and become your whole identity. Allowing growth and balance to still be included in the process while gaining attention. Because growth and balance have to be included in the process, family, or else you're going to become disbalanced and you're going to start destructing. You're going to start decaying. You're going to start losing out on certain opportunities. You're going to start questioning yourself. You're going to start doing things that go against your character. You're going to start being around people that are not in the mold of people that you groomed yourself to be around. You're going to start doing all types of things that are outside your element, that don't include growth in your process, all because, and include people to manipulate, and you're going to include people that manipulate you. They always include that, family. When you seek attention, there are always the manipulators that know when and where to get you. And I repeat, everybody that I've ever dealt with has had a story about when they was in a time of need and somebody manipulated them. And there's a lot of people who put Facebook posts about, oh, I need this and I need that. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. Some people have no real outlets or no real centers of family who actually can be there for them. Some people are no relatives that are close. Some people are out here damn near orphans who don't have the network of people to even burn over, or don't consider, or just don't value. So to those people who use social media to create certain family bonds and certain family dynamics, I understand why they would put on Facebook about needing things or wanting to be, you know, just wanting to be comfortable about talking about all their business on social media. I get that. But for people who just do it for the likes, people that do it for the attention at the moment and the shares. Oh, you okay? Yeah. You know, it does not last. it does not last. Because those same people get more and more strain. Next week, because I'm sick. Then it's just this Negro did this or this female did that. You know, it's always a sad story, or it's always something boastful, or you know, unrealistic, or talking about someone what else is doing. You know, negativity and self delusion starts when you start seeking something outside of you. Attention can become a real corrosive disease if you let it. It can invade your mind and start affecting how you're viewing reality. I've seen a lot of people who wanted to start rap careers, who wanted to be actors, who wanted to do things outside, you know what I'm saying, outside in the entertainment or just on the social media presence, and lost themselves creating a social media presence, trying to be an influencer. And it's so ironic that a lot of influencers get hooked on the influence. Just like hustlers get addicted to hustling. All these addictions come when there's no balance. All these addictions come when there's a disillusion between self-identity. When you start to allude to the fact that you're what these people say you are. There's nothing wrong with getting, like I said, fam, I'm gonna keep saying this. I'm not bashing people for putting accolades on Facebook or putting your business on Facebook. Like I'm not bashing that at all. But what I'm saying is this: when it comes to sole focus of your intentions, when this becomes the sole focus of your identity, it becomes dangerous. Because that means if the likes will break you, if the likes will make you, then the dislikes will break you. You putting yourself on a platform, you putting yourself in a house of cards. You putting yourself on a platform that's built on paper. It's not meant to last. People are always evolving or devolving. In order to structure yourself, you have to put in a mind frame of okay, I'm going to do this on a scale that is going to move and grow. When you put yourself on social media, you put your life on social media, you have to look at the aspect of this is social media. Even when you're dealing with your relatives, you have to look at they are relative. Unless they come in and join and infuse themselves with my intentions and my goals and the things I have going on, I should keep it really frank and brief with them. But growth comes when you can acknowledge this. Because a lot of other people are going to come around you because they want attention. So we're not only going to talk about attention seeking, but attention seekers. Because they want attention. So don't include everybody in your business. Oh yeah, they need a job. Let me help them. Oh, they need this. I know I can do this. Let me help them. No, because a lot of people just seeking attention. So you have to know how to read that too. So you won't go through bad business deals. So, or you won't get frustrated and lose energy on somebody who really don't want the help. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about how to not do it ourselves, but also how to see it in others so that we can, you know, stall out a lot of bad moments, a lot of uncomfortable moments, a lot of negative moments that keep us in certain positions and keep us stagnant. So that's very important. It's very important, family. Do not allow yourself. I know we have, you know what I'm saying, people who we love near and dear who keep going and keep running in hamster wheels. They're running up hamster wheels and we get mad. Like, oh, just get off the hamster wheel. You could be free. Just get off the hamster wheel. Just think. But it's not up to you. If these people want to run on the hamster wheel for the fans, they want to do it for the vine, they want to do it for the gram, let them do it. Let them do it, because you're gonna do nothing but lose energy and lose value in yourself and the things that you have going on, because nothing is more important than preserving what's really true to you. Nothing is more important than that. You know, ain't nothing more important than that. Because you're going to realize that, you know, these people that's out here seeking attention, you can try to distract them and get them focused on themselves. You can try to, you know, give them books and teach them things to help themselves. But then you're going to realize that they're going to do things the same way. They're going to go about those things the same way. They're going to be in those same positions. You know why? Because they're choosing it. It's a choice. And that choice starts from within. So until next time, family, I appreciate you all for listening. I appreciate you all for spending the time on mental health and trying to gain more balance and you know, just knowledge in that aspect. And if you ever need anything, go to TheBeingBlack2020.com, or you can go to the Twitter at BeingBlack2020, Facebook Being Black, or you can go to the TikTok Being Black 2020. Don't forget it. We got videos posting on each and every one of them, and we message on direct messenger on each and every one of them very quickly. Within an hour, we will respond. So I appreciate you, family. Like I say, don't do it for the attention. Do it for yourself. Do it for yourself. And there are lessons through shared experience. So I'm not saying don't share your experiences, but don't do it for the attention. Do it because you genuinely want to share that experience. You know, you're going to get the same benefit or even better if you do it for yourself. So, like always, like I say, I appreciate you all. Peace and hotel, family.